In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All of us are living in a time of preparation. We are preparing for a celebration. The question is, what we are preparing to celebrate? What are we preparing to celebrate? What feast are we preparing to celebrate? It's called Christmas because it is the day of the celebration of the birth of Christ. But something has happened to the celebration. Something has happened to the feast. Something has happened to when we celebrate the feast. In Christian tradition, in the East and in the West, although the West has, of course, lost the understanding of this, and the East has the understanding, but even we, all of us here, are converts to the Orthodox faith. But during this season, practicing the traditional preparation for the feast day of the Nativity of the Lord is almost, it seems, impossible. The first step in that direction, though, is to remember or be reminded of what that preparation time consists in if we are going to actually celebrate the birth of Christ and the giving of hope and joy by God to all of us. Singing a Christmas carol that mentions that God is now our peace on earth and that we have joy isn't sufficient. We have to prepare to share that joy. Several priests have pointed out that something has happened in our society that has put us into this kind of condition. The time of celebration has been shifted from the 12 days of Christmas. Everybody knows about that because there's a secular song about it. The 12 days of Christmas are the days between the Nativity of Christ and His baptism. The 12 days of Christmas are celebrated because the celebration of the birth of Christ and the celebration of His baptism can't be separated without our losing our understanding of what's involved in our salvation. We are baptized into His life that is not a life that is devoted to the celebration of this world, its materialism, its greed, its love of power, its love of money, its love of display, its love of comforting ourselves with the things of the world. Those are all of those things that we leave behind when we are baptized to share Christ's life. And if we are converts to Orthodoxy, it must be that we were seeking that reality, that we were not being sufficiently satisfied by the secular society with its devotion to success and greed and power and the enjoyment of the things of this world. There must have been something lacking in wherever we came from when we came here. And as we come as converts to Orthodox Christianity, the fullness of the Christian faith, we learn how to prepare to celebrate the feast of Pascha. We learn about Great Lent and we make that kind of a spiritual effort. But the time has come in the coming of Orthodoxy to America and in our conversion to the Orthodox faith to learn how to celebrate not just an Orthodox Pascha, an Orthodox Easter, but also an Orthodox Nativity of Christ, an Orthodox Christmas. And that brings us back to the time of preparation. When does the beginning of the celebration of the feast of Christmas begin in America? Now, I've already told you, the beginning of the celebration of the feast begins traditionally on Christmas Day. And it extends from Christmas Day until the baptism of Christ. But in our society, the celebration begins on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the kickoff day. Thanksgiving is the day of the initiation of an almost liturgical participation in greed and desire and selfishness and the idolization of the things of this world as the things that will actually give us happiness. And we as Orthodox, we participate in that preparation. And the thing is that you will get the feast that you prepare to celebrate. And the more we participate in the preparation for that feast, the more despair we will feel, the more hopelessness we will feel, the more anger and irritation we will feel, the more difficult it will be to put up with other people, especially the people that we are closest to. And it's because we are participating in a spiritual preparation that is also at the same time a celebration. And this is what the priests that I'm referring to have pointed out. They have said that the time of the celebration of Christmas has been moved from beginning on the day of Christmas to this time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Why is it that there is so much free food available to those of us who are trying to keep the Orthodox Christian fast during this season? Because there is an ongoing celebration that is happening right now. Christmas is being celebrated in the secular world right now. Just like the Christian feast of the Nativity between Christmas and the baptism of Christ, it takes time. It is a period of time, and the more time it takes, the more money is made, and the happier the economy is. It's patriotic. It would be unpatriotic to do anything else. There is even a pre-preparation for the kickoff of this preparation and celebration at the same time. If you found yourself, for some reason, in a department store on Halloween this year, you could hear Christmas carols, secular Christmas carols. Halloween, there are still costumes where you can dress up like whomever you want to, and you're listening to Christmas carols. In the Orthodox Church, we mention oftentimes that we prepare to do things, and before we prepare to do them, we prepare to do them. We do this all the time. Secular world's doing it too. Before they kick off the Christmas celebration, they prepare to kick off the Christmas celebration. And we thought they were just moving Christmas. Why does Christmas seem to be getting earlier every year? We said that for years and years. It seems like every year we see the decorations in the stores earlier. We start putting our trees up earlier and earlier. When I was a child, our tree went up on Christmas Eve. Now people have their Christmas trees up on Thanksgiving. They certainly are selling them in Thanksgiving. Somebody must be putting all those trees up. Why? Because the celebration has begun. The celebration of this world and its goods and the faith that those things will make you happy. And the poor, well, they are the deprived. We should give to them because they don't have the good things of the world that are the real things that make us happy. And so we might shell out a little bit to the poor, keeping only always in mind that they probably deserve the life that they have. This is an American faith, and it's being celebrated right now. And it leads to despair. Inevitably, it can't possibly bring anything but despair into our lives because it is the exact opposite of spiritual life. Not just the selfishness, but the focus on anything but God. Anything but God. You know, there used to be an effort that was made by some churches to put Christ back into Christmas. Maybe a manger display in the store. We could go and fight for that. We should be able to have Christmas displays in the store. I've heard recently an Orthodox priest say that what we need to be concerned with is not putting Christ back into Christmas, but putting Christmas back into Christ. The celebration must be within the Christian faith. Remember, we die to all of those things that we are celebrating together. We are almost extorted to celebrate these things. We are dying to the celebration of those things as Christians because we know that those are the things that are killing us. And if we willingly participate in that which is killing us, that which is spiritually destroying us, what's going to happen? Anger, despair, hatred, hopelessness, loss of faith, All of those things happen. They're happening to those people who are celebrating. They have the advantage of some stimulants that we deny ourselves because we are supposed to be fasting. The difficulty is that we've tried to fast in the midst of the celebration of secular materialism and made our fast not just minimal. Thanksgiving, very effective weapon by the enemy. We are in a war. This is a spiritual war, and we're losing, and they're doing real well. And we can remind ourselves that we are behind enemy lines, as you might say. And we are. We have come from somewhere else. Our faith is not in this world. Our faith is something else. We do need to remind ourselves that. We can't compromise with the values of this world and simply fast in a legalistic kind of way. The best we can. I mean, you know, it's almost impossible to fast during this time of year. That's the degree to which we've lost. And so we're beaten down to a level of complete legalism where we're negotiating over Thanksgiving and how to deal with it. We are negotiating our spiritual lives during a time that is meant to be a time of spiritual preparation. And we can't deal with this by just saying, okay, this is it. We're going to be Orthodox this year. This is the year for tofu turkey at last. Or at least salmon, something. There must be some compromise. It is a compromise. And if we think that the only thing that we can do is to make an absolute legalistic response and reject it and just try to live like monks externally, then we've missed the point, because the time of preparation is a time of spiritual preparation. It's not a time of just external compliance with rules. We have been freed from the law. We heard that today. Christ is our peace. He has broken down the wall of bitterness between God and man. That wall will never be rebuilt again. Except that whenever we miss the mark, whenever we sin, whenever we are mean or cruel to someone, we lay down a little foundation stone for that wall. And the wall goes up very quickly, incredibly quickly. There are stones from our past that we thought that were destroyed, that were merely scattered. And suddenly they can be gathered together again, and they are all part of that wall, and there is a wall between us and that person. And so the wall that was there between God and man before Christ was born, the birth we are preparing to celebrate, that is permanently destroyed. That wall is gone. And for us Christians, it is possible to live a life without that wall. But every time we miss the mark, every time we sin, we begin to raise our own personal wall between us and someone else, between us and others. That's why we go to confession, to destroy that wall. Remember, tear down this wall. Some of you are still young to remember that. But, you know, tear down this wall. That's why we go to confession, to tear down this wall. We might be tempted to think of ourselves as spies that have come into the society, and we actually have loyalties that are completely different. So we're double agents. Sometimes we try to live that way to avoid compromise. Well, I'm a double agent. I really want to prepare for the birth of Christ. I really want to fast, not just physically, but spiritually. And that's the key. We can always fast spiritually. Always. We can always give of ourselves to others that need what we can give them, what only we can give them. We may not be wealthy, we may not be able to share food, but we can give of ourselves to others always. We don't have to be bound by our own self-love, by our own preference for ourselves, by our resentment toward others. We can fast in that way always, and this is a good time to practice that fasting. I've often mentioned that about Thanksgiving, but it needs to be more than just when we are confronted by our relatives. The spiritual time of fasting from the things of this world can be strengthened during this time. And it's important that it be strengthened, because as they say, Christmas comes but once a year. We don't get the opportunity, spiritually speaking, to engage in this kind of spiritual warfare, which is different from Great Lent, but once a year. And so what we need to do is to be aware of the fact that we are in a war, a spiritual struggle. But we're not spies. Other people can know who we are. That's permitted. As a matter of fact, it's witnessing. What greater time to witness to the alternative, to the love of the material things of this world, and the teaching that only the physical material things of this world can make you happy, and the more you have of them, the happier you will be. We teach that to our children under the tree every year. We have to be awfully careful about that. What better environment to live in to show openly that there is an alternative way? So how do we prepare? What is the alternative way? What is the Christian way? In the midst of this enemy territory that we find ourselves in, spiritually speaking, rejection of our own passions and sins and desires, and instead forgiveness, when forgiveness is least expected and most difficult, that is a witness to the coming light. We live in the darkest time of the year. And this is the darkest struggle, spiritually speaking, not just physically, as far as fasting and the fact that there isn't as much light during the day, but also spiritually. It is a dark night for our soul. And it is a time when we have to redouble our effort to pray. Now, when it is most difficult to pray, and redouble our effort to forgive. Now, when it is most difficult to forgive, when we're constantly plagued by the irritation of the fact that we are participating in a preparation to enthrone the enemy, the prince of this world. The love of money and things and the world being able to satisfy you, that faith, that is what the secular preparation for the feast day of Christmas has become. And so we are in the environment of that war, and we are challenged to respond as Christians. We have become Orthodox because we wanted the real thing. Now is the time when we are challenged to remember why we became Orthodox, what it means that God has torn down the wall between us and Himself, what it means that we can live in synergy and harmony with God by doing the things that we do. It is the doing of them that is good. Only God is good. We are not good. I am not good by doing good. But the good that we do, that is of God. And we can choose to do the good. We can choose to increase our prayer over what it was before the beginning of this fasting time, in order to give us the strength to give of ourselves to others throughout this season of preparation. That, in fact, is how we prepare to celebrate the Nativity of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.